Hello once again, this is Jay Remy here with the sixth episode of Spiritual Empowerment Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help you rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world in your life as well. What I usually talk about in this podcast is usually certain topics that people need to be aware of or things that actually are hindering people's ability to take back their own power. Anyways, my website name is theinconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com, and I also have a YouTube page called The Lone Observer. But these things you can find in the links of each episode. When you click on the episode and you read the description, the website and the YouTube page links will be at the bottom. All right, today, what I'm going to talk about is how culture and the need for approval is a huge barrier to people taking back their power and using it responsibly. This one of the biggest barriers out there, one of the biggest reasons why there's so much inability for people to take back their own power is because of the fact there's this thing called culture. Culture is simply different ways and different tradition and different so-called traditions based on a certain group or dynamic. These groups are often split into tribes, countries, families, or even cliques out there in various different social groups and social dynamics. But I'm not going to get into the whole technical thing, so don't worry. This isn't going to be some technical psychology I'm going to get into. This is just going to be me discussing about how culture has been one of the things that hold people back from taking back their own power and speaking up and dealing with tyranny in this world. The reason why culture holds them back because of the fact that it's just what people have to worry about, what the perception they're going to get from the culture they live in. People live in certain cultures that are so repressive that if they even dare speak out and talk about this, they will have to face being imprisoned and thrown in a cage or murdered because of the surrounding culture's norms. And norms is just cultural relativism. But I'm going to get into that in a minute. I mean, it's along with the fact that a lot of people have this innate desire or will to want to be or want to seek approval. They want to seek approval. They want to be accepted by the culture surrounding them. They don't want to be lonely because, you know, being lonely is no fun. The pain and suffering, emotionally speaking, of being lonely is something that's agonizing to a lot of people, or the fact that people don't want to lose friends or family. But that's the biggest problems with culture. The biggest problem with what culture doesn't understand is how most cultures are so out of alignment with what the natural order of things are, the natural laws of the universe. Alone, these things are natural rights. A lot of what culture perceives as right and wrong is based on cultural relativism, which is the collective version of moral relativism. Because when I talk about moral relativism, I'm talking about this attitude, this belief that right and wrong is subjective, or right and wrong is based on the individual or the group. That is completely false. Because in nature, for example, murdering someone, or more so killing someone, right? Everybody knows that you don't have a right to kill an individual. And the only time where that, if that happens, is if you actually were defending yourself. And most people will universally agree with the fact that nobody, for example, kills someone unprovoked. Whereas that's a natural law that people have to obey, or else, you know, if you do that, you'll manifest chaos, you'll manifest negative karmic consequences and so forth. But cultural relativism, moral relativism, where with moral relativism, if you actually, that killing someone just because they go against your personal belief, your ideology, or your way of life, it's perfectly acceptable to murder them. Because, you know, I'm right for it. That's more relativism. And it's more dangerous when it's on a cultural level. Because of the fact there's different countries out there where you could be murdered just because of the fact that you actually violated their cultural perceptions of what they think right and wrong is. That was given to them by their rulers, their masters. And religion plays a huge role in this as well. Because I talk about how religion is so out of touch with nature. And how religion itself has nothing to do with the natural laws of the universe. Which is simply do not harm. Or and along the fact that the only thing that's wrong is anything that causes harm to another individual. That's wrong. That's what it is. It's not someone violating their preference or their personal way of life or simply offending someone. The fact that you could be murdered for offending someone's taste and preferences, especially in other countries, which is one of the worst things out there and one of the reasons why we're enslaved. These people out there, these moral relativists and these cultural relativists don't understand that they are enslaving us, enslaving others with this nonsense. Along with the fact they're enslaving themselves ultimately because we live in a universe of cause and effect. The cause that you and the effect that you created is going to come right back at you. It's like a domino. Well, right now, nothing happens, but out of nowhere, the domino comes back and it hits you right in the face because of what you've done. In the distant past, I mean, it could be thousands, 10,000 years ago. Something bad you did just comes slap you right back in the face 10,000 years later. It's like that. And that's why people, there's this cycle of suffering that goes on this planet over and over again, born out of moral relativism and cultural relativism. People thinking that people will literally go to war for their cultural perception and beliefs. And most of that cultural perception and most of the cultural belief system is often stemmed in organized religion. That's the thing about it. And a lot of people want to deny this. A lot of people want to say that, well, these people aren't doing it right, doing this religion right. But you know what? It doesn't change the fact that many of these holy books out there do actually have negative messages in it that incite hatred and bigotry. As much as you want to deny it, and the literalists are going to read it and take it seriously. A lot of people want to deny it. A lot of people want to go out and say, want to defend this nonsense, but I'm just being honest with you. These mainstream exoteric, as opposed to esoteric, religions are the problem here. Because these belief systems, this attitude that you should live your life by these certain strict moral codes and norms, which has no basis in nature. The only thing you need to live your life by is taking care not to harm another individual unless you're provoked or if you go out or you actually trying to control another individual or trying to physically harm another individual just because of the fact they offended your little preference. I'm not here to try to quote unquote offend people, but if you find what I'm saying as offensive, then that is your problem. You need to get out of this politically correct mindset and start realizing that we need to rethink how we think and call things out how they are, no matter what, how painful it is. Along with the fact that people need to stop deflecting their personal responsibility to acknowledge that there's something wrong with there may be something wrong with what they believe. Like I said, I'm not here to tell you what not to believe. What I'm trying to tell you is to actually start to really critically think about what your perceptions and your belief systems may foster. That's what it's about. It's not about you. It's about everyone. People need to not be so selfish about this whole thing. And I'm telling you right here, if we don't do this, humanity is not going to change. And things are going to keep going and going and going. The cycle is going to keep repeating. And hey, I mean, it's going to be your fault in the end. But no, because humanity has to learn everything the hard way. And this type of thing is the reason why people feel so powerless and so oppressed. Because of the fact they have to worry about what others think of them. The fact there is certain rules and norms in society, in a society that actually has no basis in nature. I mean, I can give examples all day. For example, how about an example like this? I mean, I wrote this example in one of my articles on the website. And it's about how, you know, you have a book, right? And that book in your hands may be culturally acceptable where you live, right? But What if you live, literally you live next door to a country or territory or border where that book all of a sudden can get you thrown in a cage or murdered on the spot? You know how ridiculous that is? How ridiculous cultural relativism or moral relativism, because sometimes the cultural norms is dictated literally by one person or the ruling party of a country. So in this case, we're talking about cultural relativism here. Let's say that the collective agrees with the fact that book you have in your hands is a bad thing. Whereas literally a few steps away on this imaginary line called border, it's bad over here, but go back over there, it's good. Yeah, acceptable. It just shows not only the insanity of cultural perception and of cultural conceptions of what right and wrong is. It shows how inherently selfish and self-righteous it is as well. Like I said, I when I was growing up, I've always said to myself, why are people getting arrested, people being thrown in a cage, or even killed over living the way they want to live? Just because you may be offended by someone's preferences or lifestyle, I mean, as long as they're not trying to harm you with it or trying to shove it or literally harass you with it or something. I always said to myself, this is ridiculous how people are getting arrested for dumb things or ridiculed or laughed at. It amazes me how a lot of cultural perceptions can create a herd type of thinking where a lot of people, for example, one of the biggest cultural perceptions that are almost universal is this, particularly in so-called quote-unquote civilization or the civilized world, I use that in quotes, is this shame of nudity, for example. A lot of people think that nudity is 100%. A lot of people want to just sexualize nudity, thinking that a naked body alone is just something perverse, dirty, taboo, that type of thing. Let me tell you something here. It's just hilarious because I always laugh at the fact that people have dreams where they're naked. I'm thinking, what's the problem? I remember because I personally had a dream where I was running around naked, and I didn't think nothing of it. No one thought nothing of it either in the dream. I don't know why I was naked in that dream. I was thinking, whatever. It's just funny how people, for example, have been shamed into thinking that the naked body is bad. That's evil. It's dirty. Because the fact that a lot of people have these repressive psychosexual attitudes, you know, that has been fostered upon us. And also been instigated by the powers that shouldn't be through their religions and governments. That want to make you ashamed of your physical body. You know, they want you to be ashamed of your sexuality. They want to suppress that sexual energy. They want you to feel bad about your sexuality and about your own physical body. That's what it's really about with them. But anyways, for example, one of the cultural perceptions out there is this shame of nudity. I laugh at it because I'm thinking people are ashamed that they so and so naked. Come on. I mean, I'm no nudist. I mean, but at the same time, if someone saw me naked, I'm not going to go, oh my God, I'll go, well, what the hell are you doing here? Toss my... But seriously, this is not a fun laughing matter. I shouldn't be laughing at this, but it's just I'm laughing at the insanity of it. I mean, don't you hate the fact that, for example, let's say that you're surfing the internet one day, you surf the internet one day, you come across a website, then it's blocked, and you realize, wait a minute, why is it blocked? Because of the fact you realize it violates the region's cultural perceptions. This cultural attitude of what's right and wrong, what is acceptable for the culture. You know what this really boils down to, the fact that is, I'm just going to offend people, and I'm not here to offend people. But if you're offended, like I said, it's your problem. You choose to be offended. I'm not doing this because I'm trying to put people down. I'm not trying to insult anyone. But I'm just trying to be honest, straight up honest. And tell the straight up honest truth, which is something that most people are afraid to do. Because of these cultural perceptions, what people think, along with all this political correctness in society. I need to do a podcast dedicated talking about this evil known as political correctness that poses as manners. which is another cultural disease, or disease brought to you by culture, which is, I understand that at the fundamental roots, that many cultures are manufactured and engineered by those who want to keep people under control, by the elites of the world, the dark occultists. I get that. But still, a culture is still a culture, whether they're manipulated or manufactured or not. Now, this is, like I said, this is going to offend people, but I'm not here to insult you, but I'm just here to be honest. I don't care what anyone thinks, because I didn't come to this planet to just fit in with people and to just try to walk on eggshells. No, I'm here to tell the truth. That shows right there that people don't even care about the truth. The fact that this type of topic will offend people. That shows that people don't care about truth. They care about all they care about is what makes them feel good. If you really cared about truth, you would not be doing it. You would not be thinking like this. You will actually think, okay, maybe I need to think about what this guy said for a minute. Like I said, I'm not here to trash anyone, but I need to say this. That culture is a cult, or is your cult. It's your enemy. The word, look at the word culture. The word cult in the word culture, because it's like a cult. It has its creeds, its norms, its little rules, all based in moral or cultural relativism. Or both, or whatever. But it's all the same, but at the fundamental level, it's still a relativism. It's still a relative attitude of what they think right and wrong is. And they have these relative attitudes of truth where they think they think their truth is absolute. Absolute truth is what's inherited in nature, not what's created, not social constructs that you created or literally cults that you created. Cults of thinking, cults of personality. Interesting. Take a look at the word cult of personality. Now, let me say this word, culture of personality, or the personality of the cult. Personality of the cult. It makes you want to think. Now I'm going to move on to something else a little bit in this little topic. And that's the need for approval, or people seeking approval. The fact that people will do anything to fit in with a culture, no matter if it goes against their natural sense of right and wrong that's inherent within a lot of people that haven't been corrupted by this control system. That tries to give you a relative version of it that suits the needs of the controllers, the agenda of enslavement. For example, you know something is not right, but you choose to do nothing or speak out against it because of the fact that you're afraid of what the culture will think of you. You're afraid of ridicule. You're afraid of, in certain other places around the world, you're afraid of being murdered or put in a cage. It amazes me how a lot of people need to understand that if you're going to create a group and you're going to do things together, you cannot turn it into a cult. If you know what I mean, a cult of thinking. You cannot do that. You got to make sure that your thoughts are in alignment with the natural laws of the universe. And when I speak about the natural universe, I'm not advocating a cult either. Because I always say to people that live the way you want to live as long as you're not harming another individual. I there's a lot of people out there who have some crazy, weird ways of living, or very eccentric, or et cetera, or whatever that word is. Was it eccentric? Whatever. But, or very strange. I mean, you got people out there, you got the weird phenomenon of out there, people, I'm not going to get into that. That's so silly. But people do weird things, right? But I'm thinking, as long as you're not harming another individual, it's your personal life. I tell people out there, I'm not trying to start a cult, and I'm not trying to get people to see me as some ultimate authority or anything, because I'm not an authority of nothing. I'm not an expert in anything. I'm just a regular introverted individual. That's all I am. I'm not looking for people to worship me or kiss my ass or anything. I don't want that. I hate that. I will hate that. I will literally tell you to get off your knees and stand tall and actually embrace your sense of personal sovereignty. Stop throwing it away. Don't throw your God-given gift of personal sovereignty at me. Don't throw it at me. That's one of the most offensive things you can do to me. Because, like I said, it takes a lot to offend me, and that's one of the ways to offend me, by trying to do things like that, throwing your personal sovereignty away, trying to depend on other people, and so forth. It's just the fact that, like I said, let's go back to the fact that people are unwilling to do the right thing because of the fact that they are trying to just want approval. They want to fit in. I'm telling you, this type of attitude is the reason why there is all this tyranny, all these wars, all these genocides, all these things, all these bad things, all this suffering is still going on. Because of the fact that people lack the critical thinking to get out of that mindset and are too afraid to do it. This is ridiculous. And if we're going to take back our power, we need to stop trying to actually base what we think and how we see the world based on a culture. We need to base on what we see in nature. If you want an idea of that, like I said, you need to actually go to my website, the Inconvenience of Awareness.wordpress.com. Read some articles there. Read some articles there. Like Universal Law and the Critical Importance of It in Universal Law Explained. It's going to be called About Living in Harmony with Universal Law. That's what it's called. About Living in Harmony with Universal Law. But read all the articles there when you get the time. Or go to my YouTube page. My brand new YouTube page, which needs some love because it has barely any views right now. But that's okay. But like I said, if we're going to really take back our power, we need to stop basing what we think on societal perceptions. Because they're limiters. They hold us back. Because have you noticed that every single one of these cultures out there are pretty much hurt-like in their mentality? To the point where none of these cultures advocate people to actually question everything they hear. For example, it has to put you in a box. It has to put people in a box. And we need to not let that, we can't let this happen. We cannot, like I said, you are a sovereign individual. You are a creator being. You have the ability to help manifest this reality around us. You can make anything happen. You are a powerful being who probably doesn't know how powerful you or the other person, him or her, they don't know how powerful they are. You are a being that has the ability to actually, you are a free being who has the ability to do whatever. As long, of course, you're not harming another individual. But you are a free will being as well who can, of course, choose to free will path of harm, which will lead to chaos and suffering. But like I said, you don't let yourselves actually be limited by cultural perceptions, these earthly man-based ideologies. Start questioning things. I'm not saying reject everything that comes from a culture or reject everything that comes from certain religious traditions, because there is some esoteric truths within religions. There is certain things about culture that, yes, we can learn about when it comes to actually bettering ourselves, especially as a collective. So I'm not saying that all things that come from culture is bad. I'm just saying that people let culture become their religion. It's funny because of the fact that a lot of religions are people's cultures alone. That's all I'm saying. Let me repeat that so people can get it. That you cannot let culture become your religion. Cannot let culture become your cult. That's all I'm saying. So don't get the wrong idea. That's all I'm saying. Don't get the wrong idea. Anyways, that's all I have to say for now. About the whole culture thing about culture. That's all I have to say for now. The next podcast, I'm going to be talking about, let me see here. Just scratch that one off. I talked about that. All right. The next one, I'm going to probably just go into the drama insanity of this reality. Taking a step back and not getting caught in it. Because it's very important in the next episode of this podcast, I'm going to talk about this because of the fact that people get way too caught up in the drama of what's going on in the world. And it's something that sometimes I've been getting good at actually detaching myself at it. But it's hard at first because of the fact that I've come to be convinced that the dark forces on the planet that try to harvest their energy, they want us to react to all these negative things. because they feed off those emotions too. I'm not saying that we should not do anything about what's going on in the world, or we should ignore what's going on around us, because that's naive. That is naive. It's a new age deception to actually want to ignore reality in favor of being in la-la land somewhere. You don't want to do that. That's dangerous. And it's going to keep us, it's going to put us into a deeper state of tyranny. But like I said, the next podcast, I'm going to talk about the drama. About drama and detaching yourself for, in the fact that people need to start to really take a look at all the drama around the world and see it's actually overall because of our inability to make inner changes within ourselves. And for now, that this is going to be the end of this podcast. Until next time, I am the Lone Observer. I'm also known as Jay Remy. And that is it for today. I hope this podcast actually will make you think about certain things. Help you actually start rethinking, because if you don't start actually realizing that the only way we're going to take back our power, but is one of the ways we're going to take back our power is by actually no longer putting ourselves into a box or putting our minds into a box or thinking amongst cultural, political, religious, or lines based on groupthink. Or various other forms of groupthink. That's all I'm saying. So I hope this is good enough for today. I hope people get this. And like I said, I don't care what people think. If people don't like what I do, I don't care, because I'm going to keep doing it, because this is what I've been put here to do. And if I'm actually upsetting people, I'm doing my job, because I'm here to shake things up, not to play nice. Good day.